This is how you take a business to the next level, and that's stacking your bench so you never have to work in your business ever again.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
This was about 7 months ago. Katie and I arrived in Vegas. It was a day early for a cleaning business event, and our early arrival, it wasn't a gamble, wasn't a drink, wasn't a party. In fact, Katie and I both, we gave up those things by 2018. So that's something that we do anymore. But it was the arrival to have dinner with our favorite Vegas couple, which was Alex and Layla. So they make another re-entrance into the story. And we had dinner at this nice little quiet Persian restaurant. We had some chicken kebabs, pita bread with Ezekiel sauce. Oh my gosh, it was so good. So good. But what was even better was the advice that we got from Layla that really ended up transforming our cleaning business. And while it was simple, it was just what we needed to hear in that moment. And so she started asking us questions about our cleaning business. And we shared what we thought we were doing well. And she pointed out really clearly what our biggest weakness was. And she told us that we struggled to consistently acquire and train and keep cleaning technicians. So we had enough work. It was just a matter of we didn't have enough staff to actually fulfill on that work. So her advice, again, was simple yet profound. She said, hire a full-time recruiter to head your recruiting funnel. And we both looked at each other like, we don't have either of those things. And so I was like, what the hell is a recruiter, right? And she was like, it's like having a salesperson, but for your cleaners. And I was like, oh, interesting, right? And so we were always been really good at acquiring customers. And so we said, having a recruiting funnel is like the same thing, but for your staff members. So, oh, interesting. And then Alex, he chimed in with his, his normal deep wise self. And he said, dude, you guys have this marketing funnel that's unstoppable. You guys put a recruiting funnel on there. Like, why can't you have a $5 million for your cleaning business? And Katie and I kind of looked at each other like, I don't know. I never even thought about that. And so it was kind of at the moment like, okay, like they saw this. It's like, now can we see it as well? And so this was kind of one of those moments that, that was even before the cleaning business event started. That was the very first friend of our trip. We were there for 3 or 4 days later. And so we kind of let that conversation set in. We kind of, we took in the emotion, and then on our way home, you know, Katie at the time was, honestly, wasn't working very much in the cleaning business. She was only working probably, 5-6 hours a week in the cleaning business. She had got herself out of doing any sort of operations for the most part. And she made the decision to step back in and become the recruiter to create this role, right? And I was like, man, like this human being, this is why I appreciate you. This is why I love you. It's not why I love you, but it's why I appreciate you, just because you see the bigger picture. You're willing to sacrifice in the short term to create an asset that is going to bless our lives and bless this company's life for a very long time. And so she did it. She stepped back up. She became a recruiter. She created SOPs for the position, and the SOPs of the recruiter would be in charge of this recruiting funnel. So essentially what we were able to do is we turned our business into a Major League Baseball team. So what I mean by that is that we literally created a farm system of cleaners. And so as we speak right now, I think we have like 8 or 9 cleaners on our team, and we have a bench of cleaners who we have hired of about 6 or 7 cleaners. So our first string, and we have our second string on board, ready to take over for if any of the cleaners on the first string, they fall short, or if they quit unexpectedly, or if they start calling out, or whatever it may be, they're just like, we have the replacement on deck ready to rock and roll. So if a cleaner does quit, like, okay, cool, we'll just put the next one in. And so that was like that advice, again, while simple, very profound. And so Alex and Layla ended up paying for dinner that night. After that, we ended up going to Froyo, and we paid for Froyo, but we ended up getting paid $25,000 a month from that conversation. Because when we had dinner with them, we were doing about $45,000 a month in revenue. And the last 2 months, we've done over $70,000 per month just all from that little piece of advice. So, and as a really cool bonus, that every time we bring on somebody new, our culture keeps getting better because we get clearer on who we're bringing on. And so we're able to clearly communicate our expectations, communicate our values, and our tolerance keeps going up, not down. And so each person comes on, they get better and better and better. So that's also another really cool improvement of just having more people coming through your business. So I'm actually going to walk you guys through this $1 million cleaning company recruiting funnel. If you guys want to see it, you guys want to see it? You guys want to see this funnel? Yeah. Again, this is the same funnel that Alex and Layla used to grow their $30 million cleaning company. And we were very fortunate to be able to use it for our soon to be $1 million cleaning company. So, okay, you guys ready? Indeed. So you guys can use ZipRecruiter. You can use Craigslist. We recommend using Indeed. It's just where we're getting the most eyeballs. Okay. So that's where we place our ads for new cleaners, but we also do use this for sales. We use this for every position, but Indeed is the platform that we like. And so very much like you have a like ad copy or a description for advertising when you're marketing, you also need an ad, you need a job, you need a really like, I don't say a salesy job description, but something that is like interesting and intriguing when it comes to your ad for your cleaners. And man, we have a really good ad. And what makes a really good ad is that it speaks to the job applicant more than it talks about the business, right? And this is like, if you go to any Indeed post, you'll see a lot of times it's like, hey, here's what we're looking for. You must have, we're looking for this, this, and this. And they're very dry. The fact that they're to the point is fine, but they're boring. Nothing separates them. Our ad, when you see it, is like, we're speaking to them and we're talking to them as a person. And then we're showing them our core values right away, right? Then we're talking about the job. We're doing it as a way to like how they benefit from it. We also have this, you can see at the very top, we have a really cool irresistible offer, right? $1,000 signing bonus. And so inside here basically shows them how they can get a $1,000 signing bonus. And we actually have fulfilled on that. So again, it's a really good offer for somebody. It's like, hey, I have to get a $1,000 bonus. And then we basically just line up as exactly what we're looking for in a person. So we can put them in a position where they actually can effectively get the signing bonus, which is pretty cool. After they have applied for the position through Indeed, then we actually will take them off Indeed so we can put them into our funnel. We can trigger all of our automations and we can get them into our system. And so we'll put them through a WIPU application form, which is an application form, ask them questions, like the standard question that we do know, but most importantly, it puts them in our system. It creates a lead from there. And then so once they go through there, we have them qualified. Again, that we have certain minimum requirements that we ask on the application. As long as they meet them, then we actually schedule an interview with our recruiter. Okay. And that interview is scheduled for about 30 minutes. And after that Zoom interview, then the recruiter actually schedules a call with them right after that call for the next day or the day after, as a way to put them on the schedule to say, hey, like either way, you're going to get a phone call to let you know whether you got the position or whether you didn't get the position. And so that way, like it clearly communicates to the job applicant, like, hey, we have a timeline. Here is our timeline. And a lot of applicants really appreciate that because it's like, if you guys have ever applied for a job before, then you know that it sucks just sitting there waiting. Like, I wonder if this person's going to call me, or when are they going to call me, or when am I going to get the job? And so we set really clear boundaries and we actually just set the call up. And again, whether we hire them or not, we set up that phone call with them. And then if they accept, then we go through the onboarding process, right? And so I showed you the onboarding process, like really, really nailed down from a cleaner standpoint earlier, but now I'm going to show you the onboarding process more from an overview of how it works in respects to the whole cleaning funnel in itself. Okay. And so once they get access to the basic training and the speed cleaning, they will fill all that stuff out on their own. And we actually have a basic training for not only just the client, or excuse me, for the new cleaner who comes on, but also for our trainer who's going to train this new client, right? So both sides are covered. Okay. So you can see here, we have a cleaning tag basic training. We have a speed cleaning train the cleaner, and then a speed cleaning train the trainer, right? So it's pretty cool that it shows both sides of the equation of how to do everything. We also have trainer SOPs. So our SOPs for our trainers, like when you become a trainer, you have clear SOPs as well. You know exactly what's expected of you and what you're trying to communicate, or what you're communicating and how you're training these new cleaners who come into the field. Okay. And the trainers, when they're training these new cleaners, they have a report they fill out every single day that goes over how the new trainee is doing. And again, there's a series of questions that basically just allows us back in the office to say, okay, this person is working out, they're doing good. Or like, okay, this person's already showing some red flags, because ultimately it costs us a lot of money to actually hire a new cleaner, not just from the ad spend that we spend on Indeed, but also like, because these new cleaning techs, like they don't provide any revenue right away, but they're still getting paid for that time. Okay. And so we did the math somewhere. I think it costs us like $300 or $400 extra to actually bring on a new cleaner. So like, it's not cheap, right? And so we want to make sure that if it's not going to work out, then we know right away. And so the trainer fills out a report every single day outlining how the new staff member is doing. And so we start to see red flags. We can cut it short, or it just gives us hope that this person's actually going to make it. Okay. And we actually can start stacking their schedule for the next week. And then every single week, the recruiter actually does a scorecard for each of our cleaners. And so this scorecard is something that is super valuable, and it allows our cleaners to know exactly like where they rate and how they stand as far as, how where they are on the line of like getting priority when it comes to cleans. So we don't actually guarantee our cleaners a certain amount of hours. We just say that, hey, we are going to put the people who are the best cleaners, who are the highest rated cleaners, we're going to make sure that their schedule gets stacked first. And then from there on, it's like a pecking order, right? So it's very much like a sports team. It's very much like an earn your way up the ladder kind of deal. And so how they get rated is based on five things. Okay. They get rated based on if they're full-time or not. So 28 plus hours, and that's actually performed. Not that they just say they're full-time. So if they do more than 28 hours every single week, then they become full-time and they get a plus one for that. Attendance. If they don't call out, if they show up to all their cleans, they make it without any problems, any issues. If they do request time off, it must be at least 7 days in advance. And if they do all that, then they get a plus one for the week. So this is done every single week. If they have no client complaints, they don't have to go back or do any correction cleans, then at that point they get a plus one. And again, if they have a client complaint or they have to go back and they do a correction claim, they would get docked a point. Teamwork. So teamwork is if somebody does get sick or somebody calls out or someone needs help, like who's out there trying to help the team out? Who's out there taking weekend cleans, for examples? Who's out there just showing that they're a team player? And so when they're able to show those things, they get a plus. They get a point for that, and then communication. So anytime that they are communicated with from any of the managers or inside the group thread that they're being asked a specific question, when they communicate, they get a point for that. So every single week, our recruiter is basically sending this to them, so they know how they stand every single week. And if you're a 5 out of 5 every single week, well, you can guess that your schedule is always going to be packed. But if you're constantly getting 2s or 3s because you're calling out all the time or you're getting client complaints, then you get dropped down the priority list. And maybe, you know, you want to work 30, 34 hours a week, but you're only getting 20 or 25 hours a week because we're giving cleans to a cleaner who is actually performing better. So the scorecard is super valuable. And we also have a leaderboard as well. So this leaderboard, it shows them where they're at during the week. And so again, like our goal is for all of our cleaners to be in that tier three. And so tier three, they get paid the most, which our goal is to, how do we provide the highest income for our cleaners? Because the more money they make for themselves, the more money the company makes as well. Like it becomes a true win-win situation. And so they actually get paid quite a bit more to be in tier three versus tier two versus tier one. And so our goal is to show them after each day where they're at, so they can kind of see where they're at to make sure that they can get to their 34 hours a week. So if there is weekend cleans available, again, like we don't require weekend cleans, we actually offer them based on like the highest tier. We say, hey, you do you want short-term rental claims on the weekends? And then if they take them over, the highest rated cleaners get the first dibs at it to make sure that they get within their different tiers that they're looking for. So the leaderboard is something that gets done every single day as well. These new and existing technicians, and honestly, everybody on our team gets one-on-ones, right? So they get one-on-ones with Katie, and these one-on-ones have a framework to them, right? Like there's a framework to these one-on-ones. They're not just like, hey, like let's just shoot the shit. Like there's a framework to it. There's a reason why we do it. And it becomes really fun when it doesn't become just a BS session, but it's like, there's a reason why we're doing it. And really it's for two big reasons. It's to keep the cleaners reminding them what their goals are. We ask them like, okay, now you've been with us for a month. You've been with us for a year. You've been with us for 6 months. Like, what are your goals now? And just continuing to have them talk about their goals and to feel like they're supported and to ensure that like the position that they're in right now, it's helping them fulfill their goals, or it's helping them in a stepping stone to get to their goals. Okay. So that's the value of doing the one-on-ones. These happen at least once a month, which each of the cleaning techs with our sales and our customer support people, it happens a lot more. Team meetings. So we have a framework for team meetings as well. And those team meetings are really valuable because we share anything new that we're talking about, whether it's any sort of advertising or marketing or any sort of new changes when it comes to the structure of the business. Like that's where it first gets announced. And then we'll come back and we'll talk to people individually. We also talk about growth opportunities on those team meetings as well. So we talk about different open positions. We'll say, hey, like if you guys know anybody who is looking for cleaners, like we're always looking for awesome cleaners like you guys. If any of you guys are looking to grow, we have training positions available for you to train other people. You get paid more for training other cleaning techs. There's positions like depositing checks. There's positions for restocking supplies. There's sales positions. There's manager positions. And so we basically just use those opportunities to like share the growth opportunities to let everybody know on the team that, hey, like we want you guys to grow. Like we prefer to grow from within and we want to give you guys the first dibs on it. Because ultimately people love momentum. And so when you give people opportunity to continue to grow with you and to move up the ladder, they stay excited as well. Because again, you're able to share what you're building with them.
If you're a cleaning business owner or want to launch a cleaning business, I did a free masterclass on how to build $1 million cleaning business even if you have zero experience. So if you want to learn more, go to loganscleaningco.com to create your free account. Hope you enjoy it.